On this morning after the Republican convention, we would like to pause to remember one word in politics that's gotten a lot of attention this week.
There's no doubt that John McCain has been truly a maverick.
I think McCain is known as a maverick, and that's why I love McCain.
McCain is back to, I'm a maverick, I'm an independent.
If he can sell this as a maverick who picked another maverick.
Statements from the convention and the days before. We picked word maven William Sapphire to tell us where the term, in his political dictionary, came from. It was the name of a Texas rancher in the 1800s, Samuel Maverick.
He refused to brand his cattle, and the reason he gave was he didn't want to be cruel to animals. But all his friends and neighbors said that wasn't so. He was just going around trying to round up all the unbranded cattle and claim them for himself.
Mr. Maverick was a conservative Southern politician who signed the Texas Declaration of Independence. His great-grandson lives in Los Angeles. Self-described city slicker Andrew Maverick, who likes hearing tales of his great-grandfather and those unbranded calves that roam freely in Texas.
When people around there saw a calf running around without a brand on it, when no mother, they say those are mavericks.
But the one who wears the name says it doesn't apply to him.
I'm a pretty bad conformist, I'm afraid.
Andrew Maverick on Morning Edition from NPR News.